Hey.
Hey everybody, this is Petey from the Spin Rack. We also have,
Calvin Ellis, ready to rock.
are you ready? Take the lead.
Hey, well, as you know, we have already staked our position based on Michael Jai White's foolish statement that he could beat Bruce Lee in a fight. We've spoken about this, but the idea was that most of these guys want to come at Bruce Lee. Actually, we should be thanking Michael Jai White and guys like him, because then we got the great book, Wrath of the Dragon, that details fights, the real fights of Bruce Lee. And these were not sanctioned fights with the referee or anything, but these were sparring matches or street fights where Bruce Lee fought. There were witnesses to the fight, documented. So that whole thing of, oh, well, Bruce Lee never fought in a sanctioned match and he didn't do any tournaments, that doesn't mean he didn't fight. And we have it in the book right here. But then, okay, I just came across this video the other day. Guy, he worked out with Bruce Lee, and he's just talking about, hey, they're talking about the pro street, the fights, outside, non-sanctioned with the pro fighters. And let's hear what he has to say. Remember, Michael Jai White's premise, okay, was that, he was fighting with professionals, he was fighting with guys who were heavier, all this other type of stuff that you want to bring into it. But now we got somebody who actually is an eyewitness as to what was going on with Bruce Lee. Why don't we hear what he has to say, okay, in comparison to Michael Jai White's estimate of his abilities against Master Lee?
When I think of Bruce and use the term fighter versus a tournament player, you have to look at why, and it's mainly because my experience with Bruce was as a fighter, as a street fighter. I was never a tournament player. All I knew was a fight. Now, I didn't fight relative to size and weight and division. It was a fight against person. Now, if the person was 135 or 335, it didn't matter. It was a fight between two people and whoever was standing.
Hold right there. Hold right there. All
Bruce, 130.
right. Now, again, remember, Michael Jai White was saying, hey, I can take Bruce Lee. I got the size. I've got the height. But what this guy's saying is accurate. If it's a street fight, it's a fight. It does not matter. There's no weight class in a street fight.
Okay.
Let's keep it rolling.
5 against Jim DeMille, 225, Ed Hart, 240, 250. Professional boxer, kill you with either hand. Jesse Glover, super athlete, judo, karate. All of us street fighters, never been in tournaments. Jesse, of course, went into judo tournaments, but tournaments as we know them today. Bruce could beat us all. And I don't mean it would be a struggle. I mean, he could beat us all and we didn't have a chance. This was in an actual fight situation where I tried to hit him. I tried to knock him out. We tried to hurt this kid because he was always embarrassing us in demonstrations and just in general. Tournaments are a game. I don't care how good you are. There are rules.
Stop here. Stop here. Okay. So again, this is somebody eyewitness, and he's saying that these guys who Bruce was matching up against were up to 100 pounds heavier. 100 pounds heavier. Professionals. Okay, killers with either hand. Knock you out. And they were not trying to be nice to him. They were trying to knock him out because they were like, no, he's embarrassing us. He's doing this stuff to us all the time. So we're really trying to humble this dude. And they couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Now, this is not Grandmaster Vic Morse saying, hey, I had a fight with him over here on the side and I beat him and there's no video saying. This is somebody who was there who gains nothing by it. He's like, hey, we could not handle this dude. We couldn't put a hand on him. So the height, the weight, all this other type of stuff was a non-factor when it came to these guys matching up against Bruce Lee. Let's continue.
There are certain restrictions that are automatically going to eliminate the potential to really get hurt simply because it's a sport. To me, tournaments do not reflect at all what a fighter is like or a fight itself, because most of the tournament fighters I've ever met have never been in a real fight. It's always been tournament. So when somebody tells me, oh, Bruce Lee never proved himself because he never went into tournaments, I'm the first one to say, I would like to spar with you. Because you should be able to wipe me out really easy. Because if you're that good or you put that much on tournaments, I've never been in a tournament. So therefore, I mustn't know diddly giddly. But my point to them is, I'm a street fighter. You want to fight me? Let's throw away the rules. This kid could embarrass me. So put your value on his ability through that, rather than how many trophies he had or what tournaments he went in. Give me a break. You know, when I say Bruce was a fighter, I'm not saying that he was a good tournament fighter. I'm saying I'll put him against anybody, any weight division, any size, any background, and I'll put my money on it as a fighter. Because I've never run across anybody in my life traveling around, and I've had some guys come in and challenge me when I'm doing seminars, and I just drove them into the ground because I'm Neanderthal. Whereas Bruce didn't care whether I was tough and had this reputation. He had the beauty of the art of fighting, whereas I was the water buffalo mentality of attack and destroy. So Bruce introduced the art of fighting. And it isn't the art of tournament, art of games, or art of sport, art of fighting. Because he wasn't interested in impressing people other than he was standing and they were down. So all of his technique was geared for winning a fight, not points in a tournament. So I just am amused when I hear that. And I'm first one, like I say, to leap up and say, who said that? I'll spar with you. Because I should be nothing. Because I'll never get a chance to meet Bruce, but at least someone who touched hands with Bruce. So I should be nothing if they value that.
There you go.
I'm just making certain the video is done. I know we had a pause over here. So again, and I should have introduced this earlier. This is James DeMille, okay? Early, one of Bruce Lee's early students, okay? But as he said, Street Fighter, fighting, he's there, okay? He's dropping the name. He's dropping the names for you. He's dropping the plays. He's dropping the weight. He's letting you know, hey, the guy was legit. You know, he was coming around. Now, I take that in the context that Bruce was showing these guys something they hadn't seen before in terms of Wing Chun and the martial arts that he was practicing. But it's also a testament to the speed and the strength that Bruce Lee was reported to have. These are things that this is the commonality. This is the commonality that was always said when it came to Bruce Lee. He was fast, okay? He was strong, he could fight. Okay, no one ever said, oh, you know, hey, well, you know, he was pretty fast, but, you know, he was so light and everything. If you got him, you can. No, he was fast, he was strong, he could fight. All right, that is said across the board. And then now, same thing. All right, and guys who go in and win tournaments, tournament fighting is not street fighting. I respect both. Okay, because you could come in from a street fight and do terribly in a tournament because you're not used to having to follow the rules. You just get yourself disqualified. And vice versa. You go from the tournament to the street fight and you're waiting for the referee to say, hey, point. You know, so you can have two totally different things, two totally different mentalities when it comes down to it. However, okay, I think we all know that if we have to lean towards one or the other, the street fight is going to be the more deadlier form of fighting because there aren't any rules and you have to be successful there. There isn't a weight class and you still have to be successful there. If a guy decides to pick a fight with you, okay, and he's twice your weight, that's the fight. If the guy decides to pick a fight with you and he's half your weight, that's the fight. You got to worry this guy doesn't have a weapon if it comes down to it. So, you know, the fact that, you know, he comes over and he's like, look, these are the fights. I was there, observed everything. And, you know, James DeMille is legit. Okay. James DeMille is legit. These are one of the early guys from those early days of fighting with Bruce Lee. So now when I hear these guys, well, hey, you know, I could take them because of my weight. You know, I could take him because of my size, you know, or because of his weight. What do you got to say to James DeMille?
Well,
so, bottom line for me is you're the best bet when it comes to Bruce Lee is just to show respect. That is the best thing that you could do. Yeah. Not trying to promote yourself, not trying to say, well, I always got to believe that I'm the best fighter. No, we're all here because of Bruce. Okay, all of us who are martial arts aficionados, practitioners, we're all here because of Bruce. Bruce is the guy who made this thing live for all of us. Show respect. You will always be on the right side of history when it comes to Bruce Lee. Why would you want to fight your hero? He's our hero. Never forget that.
Well, that's the thing, I think, only to compare it to, I think, something Nas brought up with Jay-Z when at some point They were, you know, they everyone points out that Jay-Z and Biggie were friends and this, that, and the other. And the interviewer asked the odd question, saying, "Hey, you know, how does it feel, you know, not to know if you're better than Biggie Smalls, you know, now that he's passed?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's frustrating." I was like, "That's an odd statement to say about your friend who passed. He's gun, you know, that was gunned down." And then he has a line where he says, "If I wasn't better than Big, I'm the closest one." And then Nas said, "Biggie's your man. Now you got the nerve to say that you're better than Big." And he says another line we shouldn't say: "Let the late veteran live." Like, that's the thing. You here to keep his. You say his name, and the same with Bruce. If you say his name, he brought you to the party. Whether you found 3 million other people that you like, that you appreciate, the person that brought you to the party, the person whose legacy is still out there, and the person who's, you know, we lost early, just should be respected. It doesn't make any sense for people like Michael Jai White to kind of logically, well, logically I could win. It's like, logically, we wouldn't actually fight. We would fight, but at the same time, I'm fighting a ghost, and a ghost who is his
Can't
actual
hear the ghost.
myth, and his myth is bigger than anything I'll ever do. So if I sit around here and try to tell you that my weight or this, that, and the other, you want me to say you can disregard Bruce because my weight class will put him out of the thing. But it's like, I can't make you disregard Bruce because it's Bruce
No.
Lee. So that's the thing that you're fighting against. You have to remember, anyone asking you a stupid question like that is putting you in a place that I'd give a stupid answer. So, you know, you fell for it, you got what you wanted. Because anytime when someone who's alive would say, "Hey, who's better, this person or that person?" It's like, who can I disregard? It's not a respectful answer, a question. And there's only way to say, if you're fighting, you're about to fight someone, then yeah, have at it. If you think that you're better than this, that, no, yeah, that's fine. But they're trying to draw you into a fight, you know. And you say, and at the same time, you don't have to play that game because, you know, you're not going to sit around and get into an argument match and say, "Hey, you know, such and such said, you know, say like, say such and such said that they could beat me up," or say one of my little cousins who's like my height now and weighs more than me and said they could beat me up now. And I was like, I could turn and say, I would never fight them. They're my cousins. I couldn't see a realm where I would fight them. So that's the thing you gotta. And your mystique is never going to kind of outclass. And the thing is, him showing you how to, showing Kimbo Slice how to punch without getting, not telegraphing it, that's a portion of what the 1-inch punch is. Like, let's not get around that. So what you're taking and adding into not telegraphing is what Bruce is not saying when he talks to you about the 1-inch punch. It's like, it's showing you this power at this time, which you're not seeing. You're not seeing it happen. You're not telegraphing what he's doing. So some of what he's doing is in what you're doing. So ultimately, I say, you know, I am to say that there's no point in what Michael Jai White, and you're getting from the wrong person's asking the question. And same for Quentin Tarantino, saying any of the stuff he says. So that's what I say.
Wrong person asking that question.
Yeah.
Who's the wrong person? Vlad TV.
Yeah, he's yeah.
Better. You know better. You've seen enough Vlad TV. You know how Vlad asks those questions. You should have never answered that question, or you should have been respectful at the end of the day. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Hey.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got. But hey, don't forget to tune back to us. We're gonna be doing a preview of the upcoming fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Won't that be?
Oh God. Oh God. Oh, only option is Jake Paul gets put on ice, the same like Ngannou just did. Like, we need to see that happen. And so he gets put on his back, and this thing is over with. But
I don't know why these guys, I mean, this is definitely off where we started. I don't know why these guys want to go fight professional boxers when professional boxers are like, they're not stupid. They're not going to go into the MMA thing and go fight these guys where they can get grappled, thrown on the floor. They're like, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. But these guys want to box with them. I'm like, but you're not boxers. You know?
Hello? You?
Still here?
Okay. Yeah, they're not, you know, I can, yeah, we'll, you know, it's coming up. You know, I don't really want this to actually go down, but it's happening. We can't get around it. So let's see what happens. And hopefully this thing will be this Jake Paul thing that's been going on for a while, which has been bringing in numbers, you know, can't fault him for that, where boxing has kind of lost all of its mystique. And well, they could have it now if these guys who are fighting, the MMA guy came in there and just got knocked out. So the three guys, Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, and well, Deontay Wilder should fight Joshua, but Anthony Joshua needs to fight Fury or Wilder, but he needs to now show that he can do it against a fighter that that has some power or has some technique. So, yeah, going off of the beaten path of Bruce, but with Bruce, you know, he sparked the interest. Every town has a you know, karate school or jujitsu or something in the neighborhood. You know, people like what we see in the Cobra Kai type of thing. We have this sort of thing that people get into when you're, you know, having something for your kid to do, like gymnastics for other kids, you know. So let's look at that. Let's not go to Tarantino movies to see him try to say, you know, not only insult the myth when he already used it, then he's going to go around there saying he couldn't speak well, and that's why they didn't pick him for what's the name. And so we get a carbon copy of Bruce. And say this is the better version, when it's like, no, he would have an accent, and Bruce spoke well. So, you know, you can't do what Quentin Tarantino hinted. When there's tapes to show you, there's tapes to show you. You can say, you can try to make fun of it or whatever, but you can understand what he's saying. He wasn't talking about how he was talking. He said it couldn't be understood. So he said it couldn't speak well, and he said it louder. And he said it on Joe Rogan, and then Joe Rogan, all he should have done, go to the videotape and say, can you understand that? I'm just saying, like, don't say this stuff about people if it's not true. And that's the thing. I get it sometimes, because we've done interviews and you follow how the interviewer goes, but, you know, some of the things you got to push back on when there's videotape to go to. I mean, like, I don't agree. When it's a 3-hour, that's a Joe Rogan just did 3 hours with what's the name. So you can call some of the people at the task on his show. But let's close it out. Anything else you want to say?
We're good. Okay, let's see what you guys got to say to this. All right, you still got some smack to talk about Bruce Lee? What do you got to say? What do you got to say now? Yeah.
Well, we know the comments will be that they've been out there, so we'll be watching out. Spinner Rack.
We're out. Respect, out. Master Lee.